MoneyWeb now on the money.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management. I'm chatting with Martin Ackerman, Chief Economist at Citadel. Martin, appreciate the time. We've got the midterm budget policy statement from our finance minister due on the 30th, which is a Wednesday. We should be getting some good news in this particular budget statement, if only maybe a little bit better on the growth front.
Yes, definitely. I think, you know, we've been blessed since the elections that there's been a lot of positive sentiment in the country. And I think the budget will continue to be part of that. If we just think about some of the numbers that the government talked about in terms of economic growth, yesterday the president himself said that they are hoping or targeting a 3% growth. Mm-hmm. Now, remember, in February, the growth for 2025 was set at about 1.7. So we're talking almost double that. That is going to make a huge difference in terms of all your metrics relative to economic growth, relative to GDP. But having said all of that, we always need to keep in mind the budget is looking forward. And there need to be a note of caution that if next year this time we don't start to see those returns or those results rather, then you know all of the sentiment is probably going to fall flat.
It's a good point. I mean, some of it, you know, if Eskom can keep our lights on, that's definitely a winner. Inflation's down. Interest rates hopefully continue coming down. But the big one perhaps is the government of national unity. Lots of positive talk. But to your point, it's still early days. But in a year's time, we need to start actually seeing the fruits on the ground.
Yes. And they focus on the right things. You know, we know that there's urgency in, call it a logistical network that needs to be sorted out. Mm-hmm. And if we do a couple of those things coming off a low base, we can definitely get to that high economic growth numbers. That will take a lot of pressure off not only the budget, but also in terms of treasury and the whole economy altogether, you know, ability to create more jobs, which I think is so important at this point.
Yeah, that perhaps is number one for our economy is jobs. And a better economy, of course, means more tax income, more revenue going to from SARS. Government bond yields are lower. So debt, as they're issuing new bonds, they're at a lower yield, which also gives a bit of wiggle room for Treasury.
Yeah, I think, you know, if we can get to that kind of economic growth, then definitely tax without increasing the tax rate. Now, just where we are right now, it's going to give you a nice kicker in terms of the revenue coming in, which will take a lot of pressure off the government's needs to keep on borrowing. We know that we're very close to the limit that especially the foreign investors like us to be. And we had that, call it the golden foreign exchange reserves in February. That's about 100 billion that's now in the pipeline. So that will also make the numbers look better. But that's not unlimited pool that we can tap into. In fact, now with a stronger rand, that pool is actually a little bit smaller as well. So we need to get to the point where the tax side is actually balancing the equation so that we can actually in time reduce the requirement on our debt. That's on the income side. You know, obviously, there's still a lot that potentially can be done on cutting back on expenses that will also help the balancing act.
Yeah. And I've forgotten about that gold and foreign exchange contingency reserve account. We tapped it for 100 billion, but you make a great point. That was 100 billion with a much higher exchange rate. So maybe it's not quite the 100 billion. I mean, there is more money there. Is it something which they could look to tap again? Or is that really a case of rather say, you know what, we're going to do this in dire straits?
Yeah, so I think, you know, the intent in February was almost like it's a once-off. You know, don't want to clear the whole account, have the safety and the ability for the Reserve Bank to keep tapping into that if need be. Mm-hmm. But like I've said, that's a foreign exchange account, so to speak. So now with the rand, you know, the ability is still there, but it's not unlimited. And also, you know, the reality is a lot of that money went into short-term expenses, covering some of the increases that we saw this year, a bit of a support to Transnet. If you tap into that reserves and you start doing, let's say, infrastructure development, so you're really investing in the economy for the next couple of decades, different story. But we can't tap into that just to plug the gaps in the budget. That's definitely not sustainable.
Yeah, I take your point. It needs to be sort of, you know, capital projects rather than salaries. Mm. Speaking of salaries, wage bill is still the big issue, I suspect.
Yes, yeah. So in terms of where they can really try and manage expenses, you know, you can't. Some of the other things are baked into the cake. If you talk about healthcare, education, policing, those kind of things, social grants, so important, you know, that cause unnecessary social tension if we can't pay or continue with that. So the wage bill is still one that it's sensitive, but you know, we're sitting with one of the biggest wage bills in the OECD. And they do talk about, and they keep on talking about things like job freeze. So don't create, you know, if someone retires or resigns, don't replace. But the important thing is we're back at the table negotiating increases going forward. Most of the unions came at about 12%, government counter at 3%. So there's still a long way to go. And, you know, the intent is to try and get it below inflation, because then over time you actually get the wage bill a little bit under control. So yes, 100%, that is one of the biggest challenges that they need to balance in this budget as well.
We'll leave it there. It's Martin Ackerman, Chief Economist, Citadel. Appreciate the time.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management.